Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Affairs, cocaine, and a choo-choo train? The Real Housewives of Orange County After Show starts right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, welcome everybody to the Real Housewives of Orange County After Show. I hope everyone is doing wonderful tonight. We have a great episode to get into, but first I want to introduce my lovely co-host.
I'm so happy to be here. I have been obsessed with this show since day one, so the fact that I'm on this panel is like beyond me.
Introduce yourself.
Carla Contreras, that's me. You'll be seeing me here from now on.
I can't wait. And Carla, everybody has glowing, beautiful skin, so I just wanted to let you guys know if you can't see that.
Thank you. She is a gorgeous co-host.
So, we have a great episode tonight, episode 3. Before we get into it, we have a couple things to look forward to. We have some news and gossip.
Yeah, we have some things to look forward to with Tamara and Gina and Matt, so stay tuned for that.
Can't wait to hear. We have our shady moment of the week, of course. And don't forget, please talk to us in the live chat. If you have an opinion, say something. We're here. We'll shout you out. You know, it's a conversation. It's a group thing, right?
Definitely.
Okay. So let's get into it. Just what are your overall thoughts of this episode?
Well, it definitely took an unexpected turn. The train. I can't wait for next week. I have an idea.
Yes.
It's a little much. I feel like the accusations that Vicky just... Well, I mean, in this case, it was Tamara, which is even worse because Kelly and her are friends. But the things she shares about people, it's so inappropriate. Like,
that's very inappropriate.
TMI.
It's low. I can't wait to get into it. I thought the episode was good. I mean, obviously, the big thing is the affair, which I can't wait to talk to you about. Everything else is, like, a little boring. I kind of wanted to pick it up. I'm ready for a trip already, but... Okay, so let's just get started. We start off back at Tamara's housewarming party, and the first thing that jumped out at me was how Bronwyn was reacting to Vicky.
Like, it was amazing.
Right?
I loved it.
Have you ever seen that before? Because, I mean, usually people are scared of Vicky when they first meet her because she's kind of a tough cookie and a hard personality, but Bronwyn stuck right up to her.
I was cracking up when I saw that. I was like... First of all, I've never seen it. So it was like right along with you. I was like, I've never seen anybody do that. She's like the one in charge, I feel, for the most part, always has been. I feel like now it's Tamara.
Right.
Yeah. But I was like, when she first made the first comment, I forgot what the original comment was. Oh, she was like, you can't talk about people's husbands. And she was inserting herself. I was like, okay, like, that's kind of ballsy. And then she kept doing it and doing it. And I was like, oh, this girl, I like her.
Yeah. And Vicky was like kind of holding her own, but she wasn't. You know, she was kind of letting her walk all over her. She was sort of listening to her, which was shocking as well.
Yeah, I agree. I thought she was a little taken off guard, I think.
Exactly.
She was just like, whatever. I was like, what kind of response is that from you? You of all people, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So do you like Bronwyn? Like, what's your kind of, the first couple episodes, do you like her as a character? What are your thoughts so far?
I feel like the first two were like a little much for me. I don't know. I felt like I didn't know how to feel about her. But after this episode, I'm like, totally about it. She's real. She seems raw. Like, she brought up her daughter and the OCD and like her struggles. And I really respected that, because one thing that I'm like really surprised by is the fact that Gina's now an emotional mess because of everything that's happening, which is totally normal. But I feel like last season she was sugarcoating everything. She was like, he doesn't live here. It's totally normal. He, like, their relationship was clearly like abnormal to begin with, but she acted like it was nothing and they were great together and they were just divorcing and he's still a great man. And now we see the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree. It's nice to see when they have flaws and they reveal them to you and they don't pretend that they have perfect lives, because there's no such thing as perfect lives.
Exactly.
And it's been good to see her open up, and I think that she has a strong personality, and I'm really excited to see where she goes with the cast. The first thing we see is her relationship with Shannon. And Shannon is also similar to Vicky. Like, she kind of used to have a wall up. She didn't really like the newcomers. You basically couldn't do any right in her eyes until you got to know her. But right off the bat, Shannon loves Bronwyn.
I'm so sad. There's so many surprising things going on this season. I felt the same way. I'm like, who is this Shannon? She's usually the first to, like, nitpick someone.
Right.
Or not like them for no reason. So the fact that they're getting along is surprising.
And I love Shannon. I've always loved Shannon. I am one of those. Are you not a Shannon stan?
No.
Okay. Well, we've come a long way with her. Like, we have seen Shannon go up and down. We literally watched her divorce. And that's been hard to see. And the past couple seasons, with her weight gain and everything, that was tough. But I think that she is in this whole new headspace right now. I think she looks amazing. I think she feels amazing. And you can tell it. Like, she kind of is radiating with energy, and for the viewer, I like it.
I mean, she's making out with everyone, so.
And that's funny.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like a completely different person. So I'm like, do your thing. That's amazing. I literally was thinking, we were watching it, that, like, it's so crazy that you can be as late in age as her and still totally, like, restart your life and, like, find your happiness again and, like, find yourself again. Like, that's amazing. Kudos to her.
I mean, that's my goal, personally. I mean, not restarting, but I want to be as, like, fresh and happy. Oh, yeah. And I still want to party with them. And, like, I would go out with Tamara and Shannon out to a bar and take shots. I don't know about you, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They sound like fun.
We'd be on the table in 30 minutes with 1942 on the rocks. I love that.
I love that, too. I was like, you go, girl. That is the drink to order.
Yes, definitely.
For those of you who don't know, 1942 is a very nice tequila, and it's, like, $35 a shot. So it's not cheap, but it is really delicious. But I did think that Shannon wouldn't be this receptive to Bronwyn's friendship unless she was in the place that she is in now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think last season, through the reunion, through, like, the whole season, I think she really got to see herself. Like, I'm sure, like, once the episodes were airing and was like, wow, this is ugly, and, like, no one, like, and everyone's, like, my castmates are telling me the same thing. So she had to have changed, or, I don't know, it was really sad watching her last season. So, I mean, I'm happy for her.
I am, too. And it was cool to see how they connected on their kids, right? Like, they both kind of had this revelation that it's not good to put so much pressure on your kids for studying. It's just good to have your kids be happy, and that's the most important thing when raising, right?
Which I never hear, which is actually really nice, because everyone I've, like, encountered with, I feel the same way. Like, your parents kind of just push you to be your best. But that's actually really unhealthy to an extent, you know? And I have a question for you.
Yes.
So OCD, I always hear it, and people joke about it. Or, like, oh, you're OCD. Do you understand, like, the disorder?
I mean, I can't say that I'm super well-versed in it. I think that there's probably different levels to OCD. It sounded like hers was
serious,
debilitating, and really affecting her everyday life. I was a little bit confused. They sent her away?
Yeah, I was kind of know what that means. I mean, if they sent her away, maybe to, like, an institution that helps with that, okay, that's good. But it sounded a little weird. And then she's just, like, back now. I don't know. But I really felt for her, like, the pain she felt as a mother, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just curious to look into it.
I almost, like, my first thought was that there was, like, anorexia going on, because she said that she lost 25 pounds and then they had to send her away. I think that I just made that up myself. But I didn't know if there was any...
the same thing.
Right.
But it's a compulsive disorder. So we'll be back with more info on that next week.
We need to know more. I think sometimes you I don't want to say this. I feel like I watched MTV True Life. I have OCD, like, 15 years ago. Remember that show?
No, yeah, it was the best.
And they had to, like, when they turned off a light, they had to turn it off 5 times and touch it here and do this. And it was just kind of controlling their life. So I can't imagine the most serious case of it, what that would be like. But
for a teenager, too.
Yeah, but obviously it was really affecting her where she had to leave. Anything else regarding this new amazing friendship between Shannon and Bronwyn?
We'll see where it goes. I feel like, sorry, I know you love Shannon, and I like her too. I'm really liking where she's going, but I feel like something always has to go a little south.
Yeah, there's always some sort of drama. And I'm interested to see what happens between Bronwyn and Vicky. Like, if they are gonna, I know that we get into it a little bit at the end, but if they actually get closer, then.
I hate that she apologized. Why are you apologizing? You're literally just speaking your truth. No, that's nice. I'm sure, as being, like, the new person in the group, the last thing you want to do is, like, be problematic up front, like right at the beginning.
Right.
But I was like, you weren't wrong. I didn't feel like she was wrong.
Yeah. No, we'll get into that in the end. But I think that she was just kind of trying to play nice. Like if you're sitting with someone at dinner, it's kind of awkward. You might as well just, play nice so you can, be friends. But before we get into our next topic, Carla, I feel like you have something very exciting to talk to us about.
Yes, definitely. We want to thank you so much for making this the ESPN of TV Talk. We couldn't do this without you. And in order to keep growing and expanding and creating the best content possible, we need you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. And make sure to check us out on iTunes.
Thank you.
No problem.
And hit us up in the live chat.
Yes, definitely. I'm here. Oh, we have a lot of comments.
Oh.
Yes, people are really liking today's episode. Brownwin. Someone mentioned,
Oh, yes. Okay.
Vicky may be an OG, but she is mean and way too high on herself. Bronwyn has balls, but isn't nasty about it. Vicky's not the OC anymore, so people are not liking Vicky anymore, which makes sense on why they casted her the way she did.
Right.
Because now she's a friend of one of the castmates. She's no longer, like, a castmate.
Okay, but I am a Vicky obsessed person.
So. No, you're not.
Yes, stop. I am. I was so upset when she's not a full-time cast member. I'm not happy about it. But we'll see. I heard that she's in a lot of the seasons, so
what do you like about her, if you don't mind me asking?
First of all, she's the OG of the OC. She's been there since day one. Mm-hmm. I love her energy. I love whooping it up at Andale's with her and woohoo! Like I just love her little mannerisms. I think that they're funny. And she's just entertaining to watch. She always has been. Nothing has changed in the past X amount of years that she's been on TV.
Okay. 100% bored with you on that.
Okay.
Yeah. She's just a little problematic, but, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she has to be on the show. But let's get into the meat of the episode, the affair.
Oh, my God. Okay. So she kept alluding at it, and I would just wish she would spit it out. Because I was, like, thinking the worst.
Yes.
I was like, what'd he do to you? Like, I'm so concerned. And when she said it, we kind of assumed it would be cheating.
Right.
But when it was the way the story played out, broke my heart even more.
Yes. Well, from the beginning when Gina got on the show, it was always a little suspicious, right? Yeah. Like, her husband lives in L.A., but she lives in Orange County. How does that make any sense? And then all of a sudden, they were getting a divorce, and she wasn't upset about it, and they were still having sex. And so I knew something was brewing in the scene with her parents, and she was like, they don't know everything that's going on. And I was like, I wrote, what is going on here? So I was glad that it was finally revealed to us. But the timeline confused me a little bit.
I agree.
So he was having an affair before she got on the show, correct?
Yes. When the little one was 4 months old, so way before. I'm going to say, like, at least a year.
Okay. And then she got on the show. But they got a divorce. Was the divorce from the affair?
Well, I want to say that Tamara said that toward the end when she was like, I already knew about it, and that's what broke up their marriage. So she made, that's the only real answer we have in regards to that. But I would assume, I don't know.
Right. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit sketchy of what actually, I don't know. Was Gina the one that said, I'm done? Like, we're going to, have a divorce?
Yeah.
Or was he like, I'm done. I'm having an affair and I'm over you.
Well, he's in love, so.
And apparently he's still with her.
Yeah. I'm going to say it was probably him.
Yeah. Yes. And talk about what we were talking about. Let's talk about the other woman.
Yeah, it's just upsetting, like, for the other, like, to think about the other woman. Like, mm-hmm. You have to know he's married, and he has 3 kids. And when the affair was going on, she was probably pregnant. If Lucas was only 4 months old, it's like, it just grosses me out that women are capable of that.
Yes, but I'm also wondering, to play devil's advocate, he lived in L.A. He could have said, I have a pregnant wife. Maybe we're not, like, divorced yet, but we're on a break or separated or something. You know, what if he's lying to his mistress? I wouldn't be surprised that either.
No, yeah. I mean, men are the worst.
Men are the worst.
But I always think this, especially in the case of, like, Khloe Kardashian, or just men that have stepped out of their marriage when their wife, girlfriend, whatever the situation is pregnant. Mm-hmm. As a woman, if a man were to tell you that, wouldn't that kind of raise a red flag to you? Like, why are you out talking to me
yes.
and your wife, girlfriend, whatever is pregnant? Like, go get her some food, some snacks, or like rub her feet or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, that to me is a red flag alone. So I don't know.
It's the ultimate low blow. And the whole relationship just confused me from day one. But yeah. I am happy that she has a new boyfriend.
She's dating, is what she said.
Okay, yeah, she's dating. Because it sounded like they hadn't had sex yet, so I guess they're not really boyfriend and girlfriend yet. But she has been in his Porsche.
And apparently you have a Porsche. You have a small wee-wee, according to Tamara. I mean, I think it'll be a nice distraction for her to be dating, but she's clearly not over Matt.
Yeah, I mean, it was really upsetting seeing her cry on the couch about it and freak out. I think that she feels really alone because she moved out here
for
his job, and now he has kind of ruined everything.
Yeah, she was like hyperventilating. I was so confused when she was like talking to Emily, and she's like, I just can't do this, like, and she was like freaking out by the couch, and I was like, oh my god, like what is she gonna say?
Yeah, obviously production was like, okay, we're gonna talk about it today, you're gonna bring it out, you're gonna bring it up. Like, it was obviously, it felt forced.
That's
in the conversation.
Felt. Yeah,
it wasn't natural by any means. But let's get into Emily and Shane.
Oh my god, I cannot with these two. Shane drives me nuts.
You dislike him?
Yes. Do you like him?
Well, I okay, I said this last week. I said that last season, a lot of people disliked him and came down on him. And I understood how his personality came off bad on reality TV. Because I said not everybody works for reality TV. And sometimes guys can come out as douchebags or dicks. And really, it's just their personality. Wait, that didn't make sense. Really, that's just how they're coming out on TV. And they're not actually like that. But this season, even though it's only been 3 episodes, has proven that Shane is so checked out of their marriage.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looks like.
Yeah. No, you're really nice. You give a lot of people the benefit of the doubt. I'm seeing that. It's a pattern, and that's very kind of you. I appreciate that.
We
need more
that.
People like you. No, but in my mind, oh my god, we're such opposites. I love it. In my mind, if you're coming off like as a jerk or as like douchebag, it's because you just are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't really come off a certain way without being it. It's just maybe people make excuses for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I imagine, okay, my ex-boyfriend was super quiet and very silent. And just imagining him on reality TV, like, he would look uninterested. When, clearly that's not how he is. But it's just, you know, sometimes not everyone has this outgoing personality for TV that many people have. And I think a lot of these husbands that didn't sign up for this, or it's for their wife, that it's they come off kind of the wrong way.
Okay, no, I see what you're saying, 100%.
However, now, obviously, Shane is, like, obsessed with setting for the bar. I think the big red flag this week was that he was sleeping in a hotel for 2 weeks while he's studying for it.
That is so dramatic.
Like, it's so dramatic.
I'm just like, I'm sure there has to be. I mean, I have a couple friends and family friends that are lawyers. No one went to that extent to pass the bar.
I mean, it's clearly he's trying to get away from the family or her, at least for a break.
But then I also don't have kids, so I can't imagine, like, what that environment must be like. I'm sure kids are much, but I'm sure he's had years to pass that exam, so.
Right. But then the kids thing, that's a whole other level, a whole other level. Like, wouldn't you want to be with your kids? You'd really, I mean, I'm sure he's going to see them in 2 weeks, but it just seems odd
that's
to be away from
time.
Your family, sleeping at a different place.
I mean, from the beginning, though, like, Emily and
Shane
have always just, I don't know, I feel like she's, like, genuinely cares for him, and he kind of just brushes her off. I'm like, we would literally have only had 3 episodes this season, and she's cried in every single one of the episodes. I'm just like, oh my god. Whatever's going on here, I think it's, what she said so far has to be surface level. Like, I'm sure there's so much more. The sexy dance!
The Vegas story. Let's get into the Vegas story. I can't.
So much.
It was, like, heartbreaking watching her saying that she wanted to have a sexy dance for him in Vegas, which is so adorable and cute, and she wants to keep the spice alive, only to be shut down by him.
I was so hurt. Only because, like, first of all, I'm pretty sure, like, what man doesn't want that? Or many men do. first of all, couldn't have the courage to do it ever. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she does, and, you know, she's, like, older, like, that's amazing.
I loved it, and it's all about effort, right? Like, she clearly wanted to put in so much effort and thought and creativity into this gift for Shane for his anniversary, and he literally responded not that excited and told her to go on a girls' trip instead.
Yeah, she's like like, happy anniversary, but take your friends to Vegas with you because I don't really want to be there.
I mean, if there was not a bigger red flag that their marriage is maybe in the dumpster, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
My question now is, I don't know if this is, like, inappropriate to even ask, but so you don't want a sexy dance, which I'm sure then leads to sex, you know? Mm-hmm. So are you even having it at this point? Or it probably is, like, really boring, which I'm sure is, like, if it's boring, why would you want to have it, you know? It just seems like just like a spiral of so many bad things happening.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem interested in her anymore.
And she tries so hard. Like, she hosted that dinner for his family. Like, you can tell she really, really tries, and he's just not about it. And I think she's a really attractive woman.
I love her, and she's smart.
And she's smart.
And she's beautiful, and she's funny, and that's what's difficult to see is that she's putting in so much effort. And yeah, it's a reality show, so we're not seeing everything that goes on in their lives. We're only seeing like this much. But from what we can see, he does not have, or he's not putting in a lot of effort.
My advice to him is, if you don't fully love her or think she's a blessing, let someone else love her.
Yes.
Let her just have a separate life outside of you. That's like, I think, like, not fair to torment someone like that. And I'm sure that, like, picks at insecurities, you know?
I agree. I'm going to be interested to see how their relationship progresses now after he takes the bar, which it sounds like in the filming it's happening really soon. So are they going to go back to normal? Is everything going to be hunky-dory? Or are we going to continue to see red flags?
So on the live chat, we have Red Sox Sarah, and she makes two very good points. Ooh. Shane had the chance to redeem himself this year, but he made it even worse. I agree. Mm-hmm. And he could have taken 5 minutes to sing happy birthday to his own parents. I also agree.
Yes, his own parents.
He said he was being harassed. I heard that, I literally, like, played it back. Mm-hmm. And I was like, really pissed. I was like, that is so dramatic of you to say you're being harassed because people want you there for your parents' birthday. And they're older. They're not going to be around for much longer. They're, like, older.
Yeah. That was my shady moment of the week last week.
Was it? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I would have... What a mess.
I know. Him. He is a hot mess. Well.
A lot of people on the show are.
That's true. That's how you like to watch it. Let's end our topic discussion with the final dinner at the Mexican restaurant where conveniently Vicky was nearby shopping in a store and came to join them for dinner.
That was the awkwardest thing. I literally was thinking when Shannon was like explaining the whole Vicky story, like, why would you even want to say yes to like the most last minute invite possible?
It all seemed so set up on production.
I know. I felt that way about this whole episode.
There's a lot of setups. So Bronwyn apologizes. We kind of touched on this earlier. You didn't think that she should have done that. But I don't know. I kind of got where she was coming from. You know, she was sitting right next to her, trying to play nice. But yeah, she had the ball. She could have kept it going and seen how far it had gotten.
Yeah. But I mean, no, you're right. I think she should definitely play nice. I just think she should have told her truth. And at the same time, you're sitting with, like, a table full of people that kind of, like, agree with you. Mm-hmm. So what's the worst that was going to happen?
True.
I'm sure they would have backed you up, you know? No, but that's... You're nice. I not that I'm not
nice. I'm trying to look at all aspects of the situation.
No, yeah, me too. I just can't, like, when people are mean, especially, like, the comments that she's aware of Vicky has been making, mm-hmm. I just kind of feel like... Yeah, no. I draw the line, and once you cross that line, like, it's just hard for me to...
It's over. Okay, well, let's get into the choo-choo train.
Oh, my
God. You guys, I'm not going to lie. We stopped the show, and I was like, okay, Carla, what is a choo-choo train?
And I was like, well, I don't know if it's... I'm just inappropriate, or if it's what we think it is.
We think...
In the live chat, can you tell us what a train is? We won't read it explicitly, but we want to know for right or not.
We obviously think it's a sexual act. I've never heard choo-choo train, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even think... Like, I don't even know how it really works, but I have, like, an idea, you know?
Yeah, we know it's something sexual.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going with for now. So, Vicky... Okay, so Tamara brought it up, though, right?
Oh, that... I didn't like that.
Here's my thing. Tamara is a bit of an instigator this season.
Wait, no, she always has been.
She always has been.
She's just... she gets her hands dirty, but then we'll be like, well, you said it, though.
And then she'll walk away and, like, watch the house burn on fire.
Yeah, I love it.
She did it last week at her housewarming party. She invited Vicky, knowing full well that Kelly and her would not get along. But in addition to that, she started the whole conversation and kind of started the whole fight between Kelly and Vicky at the party.
Yeah.
So she's just... That's the one thing I don't like about Tamra is she's just... She's an instigator. I mean, if you are my best friend and you are constantly starting shit or making me start shit with my friends, then you're not really my friend.
No, 100%. But it's kind of, it's weird the way she sets it up. She sets it up as if, like, especially last week, like, she cares for it to be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're just adding more fuel to the situation.
She's manipulative. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like she's coming from a good place. I think that she's gotten it down enough to know, like, how she's starting it and where it'll go. And it always leads to drama, right?
No, yeah. And I think once Kelly finds this out, if it doesn't happen, like, within these episodes... During the reunion, Kelly's gonna probably bite her head off. Kelly's a savage.
Kelly scares me.
Yeah, I would literally not want to ever in my life pick a fight with her. She, oh my God, she's scary for
sure. And she goes low blow. Like, she'll say...
Beyond low.
Beyond low. So...
And it's so hard because I feel that way, like, about a lot of cast members. Like, I love them when they're fun, but then when they get catty, it's like, I've never seen people like that.
Yeah, and it would be scary. Like, what if that was your best friend? Like, you'd have such great high highs, but then if you got in a fight and you have these low lows where they're going at your jugular and saying these things that you're insecure about, like, can you imagine your best friend pointing out your biggest insecurities when you're in a fight?
On national TV.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
But I do, like, on the Kelly's side a little bit, not that I agree with anything she does, but I think when I saw the way Jolie was attacked for the comments Vicky made, I'm sure as a mom you get like protective mode quick. And I think like the fact that her child is her, like, she's not gonna let it go,
right?
Yeah,
that part hurt me last week. We went over it pretty quickly, but just hearing Jolie talk about the DMs that she was getting about her mom, it and her, how Kelly was like, you should have your Instagram be public. And she was like, no, I don't want my Instagram to be public. And then she's revealing all these terrible messages that she's getting. I mean, Jolie is so mature for her age. How old is she?
She's 12.
12? But she's so mature. But that broke my heart to hear her going through that. It can't be easy, especially when allegations like this come out.
Yeah. I was, like, even thinking, I'm sure, obviously, everyone that, for the most part, that watches this show is older. So I'm like, what kind of adult takes their time out of their day to DM a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
And say those kind of things. Like, this world is so messed up sometimes.
It's nasty.
Yeah, no.
Like, of course part of me wants to be, like, in the public light, you know? Like, I can do hosting and be on TV, but then I'm like, I don't know if I could handle all of the criticism and what people say about you. It would be hard. I don't know.
No, yeah, for sure. So I think you definitely have to have thick skin. But I think Kelly, I've always thought this, like, doesn't protect Jolie enough. And I know that's kind of a strong statement to say, but she's 12 and she, like, says a lot of really inappropriate things around her or exposes her to too much information. Like, she's still only 12.
I agree. And it's hard because Kelly's whole storyline is essentially her daughter, right? Now that she's gotten a divorce, it's really just the relationship between her and her daughter. So if she doesn't have her daughter to talk about, what does she have?
Her boyfriend.
They apparently broke up, though.
You're lying.
Yeah, like in real life. I guess last week or something on Twitter, they were like going back and forth and they're done. She's like calling him a user and stuff.
A user? Mm-hmm. Isn't he the one with the money? How do you use someone?
I think that he wanted to be famous and like every scene he'd have his little doctor with his name on and it would be in his office and
yeah,
I don't
know.
He was a little creepy.
Yeah.
So I think that is over with. Maybe. I guess that happened in real time, so maybe they'll be together all of filming.
Okay. I was about to say, maybe he found out about the train, but no. If it's real time, maybe the train is a problem.
Exactly. Well, do you have any more thoughts about this episode before we move on?
I love when the Real Housewives episode ends on a to-be-continued note.
It's always going to be juicy, right?
Explosive.
Yeah.
I live for it.
Explosive. I know. It's like some shit is about to pop off, right?
Yeah. So I can't wait.
Okay. Well, let's get into our shady moment of the week.
Oh, ooh. I like this. So for me, it was when Bronwyn. Is it Bronwyn? I feel I have a hard time saying her name. Bronwyn?
It's Bronwyn, but I'm so nervous. I'm like, Bronwyn? I think, yeah, but it's
Bronwyn. So when she was kind of going in on her, and Vicky was just like taking it, and then in her interview, she calls her Bronwyn or whatever.
Yes.
I'm just like, stop acting like you don't know her name.
Exactly.
Get out of here. If someone shaded you like that and came at you, you would know their name.
That was actually my shady moment of the week as well. I thought that was funny. There wasn't really a lot of shady moments.
Yeah, no, I feel like this episode was very just real. Like,
it was serious. Tame. Yeah. It was tame, which I kind of like. I think that's good when they're not like going at it. You know what I mean? So I guess it's good that we don't have a shady moment of the week. I don't know.
I'm sure next episode we'll have many.
Just get them on the trip. That's when the fights really start. So let's get into some news and gossip. I think you have some
stuff
for us this week.
So Tamara Judge says that her co-star Emily, that her marriage to Shane won't survive the reality TV curse, which I 100% agree. I hate to even wish that on someone, but from the looks of it, I only want her to not be with him because I want her to be happy.
Yes.
So not that I want her marriage to break up, but I think she deserves so much more.
Yes, we have seen this with so many housewives, right? Like, they get on this show, they introduce their husband, everything's hunky-dory, and then a couple years later, they're divorced. It happens with so many of them, but I think the women really come into their own, and they're strong, and then they have their own business, so that's good to see, but it is kind of a curse.
Yeah, definitely. So, I don't know if I'll ever accept a reality TV show offer. That's scary.
And not if I'm married.
Exactly. So, we're fine.
Yeah.
And then Gina and Matt, their divorce finally was settled.
It was finalized.
She's getting $10,000 each month, $4,500 in child support and $5,100 in spousal support. That's pretty hefty.
But is it?
I think $10,000. Well, there's three kids, so.
Yeah, that's a lot. She's only getting $5,000 for herself. Think about that in a month.
Yeah, it's probably grant, right?
Living in the OC lifestyle, like, that would be hard. Remember Shannon, her divorce, she got like $30,000 a month.
It was something crazy.
It was insane.
Yeah, so. 100%. And then, but along with that, they're also agreeing to go to co-parent counseling each month and to not talk badly about each other on reality TV. So that's more for Gina. And to not introduce their children to each other's partners, which I think is super mature of them. And the last... what Matt is getting out of this is just his 2015 Lexus and his personal belongings.
Aww.
Isn't that the saddest thing?
Well, it's like, what did he have, really?
Well, she's keeping the Chrysler Town and Country. And, that's it. That's all
yeah,
I had. For some reason, I read a townhome, and I was like, oh, good for her. But no, she's just keeping the Chrysler, and he's keeping his Lexus.
Yeah, because that was the new house that she moved into. That was hers. Which was bad decorating, by the way, but whatever. And then he lived in L.A., so I wonder if he still lives in L.A.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to have to figure that
out. Yeah, definitely. I hope everything turns around for her. It kind of makes me sad that he gets to live a happily ever after, because apparently he's in love, and she's just...
The man always does. That's always how it works.
I'm over it.
But hopefully Porsche small penis will work out for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so final, let's get into predictions. Final. Finally. Okay, Carla, what are your predictions for next week?
I think... more of this train information is going to come out and Kelly is going to lose her mind completely. I think Shannon's going to keep making out with everyone.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I think Bronwyn is definitely going to become a Trace Amiga. Like, it's going to happen
for sure. A replacement
of Vicky. Yeah, because she was already booted from the show. What else? I think... we'll probably be seeing more of Kelly's boyfriend, which I kind of am curious about.
I hope.
Yeah.
Because now that we know that they've broken up, it's kind of a little bit more interesting,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, we need to know the dynamic. And he seems to really spoil her, which I think is nice.
It's always fun to watch that, you know, like all the
be a little
expensive
jealous.
Presents that she's getting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that we're definitely going to see more about this choo-choo train. They really made it sound like something big is going to come out in this dinner, or else why would it be a to be continued, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, Kelly's going to lose her shit. We know that for sure. And I'm excited to see them go to LA. I always like a Housewives trip. I've said it like 8 times this episode, but LA is not that far, so it's not really a trip, but
with this traffic, girl, it's a trip.
It's true. It's like 2 hours. So I guess it is a trip.
If you're literally anywhere outside of LA, just if you have the means, just take a private jet.
Yeah, you came from Orange County tonight, right?
Yeah, I did. 1 hour and 40 minutes in traffic. So I literally wish I had a private jet.
Yeah, me too. Where's my PJ?
Yeah, we're doing something wrong.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining me in this conversation tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla_C.
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or tweet me at Shanti Christina. Have a great night. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.